Australia's air support in the US-led bombing campaign in Syria will continue, despite a review into the deaths of more than 60 Syrian soldiers and the wounding of more than 100. They appear to have been mistaken for members of the so-called Islamic State. The Prime Minister and the Defence Minister have apologised to the families of those killed and promised that Australia would cooperate with the inquiry. For years, Australian pilots have operated under separate, tighter rules of engagement than some allies. But in a lengthy article at the weekend, a senior RAAF officer told the Australian newspaper that Australia's rules had recently been changed to bring Australia into line with the US and its other allies. The Greens and the South Australian Senator Nick Xenophon want an independent inquiry into what went so wrong. From Canberra, Peter Donald reports.
Royal Australian Air Force jets were involved on Saturday night when the International Coalition bombed what it thought was an IS target. 62 Syrian soldiers were accidentally killed and 100 more wounded. In New York, the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, apologised to the families. In Sydney today, the Defence Minister, Maurice Payne, did the same.
We, of course, offer our condolences to the families of any of those Syrian military personnel who were killed or wounded in this incident.
The minister says as soon as Russian officials advised that the target was wrong, the operation stopped. She's leaving it to a review by the US to determine what went wrong.
So this is an international coalition, as you know. There are over 60 countries who participate in the coalition, and that doesn't include the Arab League and the European Union. So I'm not going to break it down piece by piece, because I think it is the subject of a review. In fact, I know it is the subject of a review that the international coalition will be holding. We will take part in that review and we'll make further public comment when that's appropriate.
Senator Payne isn't saying what Australia's involvement in the operation was, although Peter Jennings from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute is making an informed guess.
If we weren't actually dropping precision-guided missiles, we may well have been acting in the airborne early warning and control role, which is to say actually directing the activities of the other combat aircraft around. By process of elimination, that's really the only other thing that would be possible for the Air Force to be doing on this particular mission.
He says it's the first mistake like this for 2 years, and tensions between the US and Russia could be to blame.
I think it was a lack of communication between the Russians and the coalition authorities. Obviously, we're talking about a very busy battlefield where there are many groups moving around pursuing separate strategic objectives. It seems to be the case that the Russians advised the coalition authorities about half an hour after the strike, but clearly that is not going to be adequate to deal with this type of situation. So I think this is the result of the lack of trust which seems to be created between the Russians and, in particular, the US right now.
It comes just as hopes were growing that a fragile ceasefire might hold. Almost 500,000 have been killed in the war in Syria, which has created more than 10 million refugees. Greens Senator Scott Ludlam says it's time for Australia's involvement to end.
We still have military assets in the air. We still have so-called boots on the ground and advisers in Iraq and possibly in Syria as well. And it absolutely has to stop. This is an incident so grave that it threatens the fragile ceasefire, which has only barely taken hold. And if we needed a more urgent reminder of the importance of de-escalating and demilitarising that conflict, then this is it.
Tasmanian MP Andrew Wilkie wants an independent Australian inquiry, and so does the South Australian Senator Nick Xenophon.
We need a full and independent inquiry in relation to the botched operation. We need the support and cooperation of the United States in any such inquiry, because if we don't learn from this botched operation, the risk is it may be repeated again closer to home. The consequences of a botched operation in the South China Sea, for instance, could have profound implications for Australia.
Australia's involvement is continuing regardless of such calls.
There has been no hold as such put on Australian activity, no.
Maurice Payne calls Australia's commitment absolute.
The men and women of the ADF who are taking part in this activity, whether it's as part of the air task group the building partner capacity group in Taji, or indeed the Special Operations Task Group in Baghdad itself, are doing very effective and very important work. I've been there, I've met with them, I've met with the Iraqi leadership and seen it for myself, and the Australian government's commitment is absolute and continuing.
The Defence Minister, Marise Payne, ending Peter Donald's report.